The Penn State Forum on Black Affairs kicked off celebrations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday with a discussion on Friday with black alumni from the class of 1972. WPSU intern Jade Campos reports the panelists remember the day of King's assassination well.
The alumni in the discussion were freshmen when King was killed. Barry Reddish says black students like him made up about 1% of the student population back then. He says they were able to find a community with each other after King's death.
Every black person spoke to every other black person, whether you knew him or not. It was that acknowledgement that you knew you were connected to every other person there.
The panelists agreed universities like Penn State can do more to recruit and retain black students. Alumni Gary Abdullah believes reaching out into communities and across generations can help.
There's always going to be young people coming along who are ready to rock the house and shake things up. But if they don't connect with the old heads, then it's inevitable that the wheel is going to be reinvented.
Penn State will continue to celebrate King's legacy throughout the week with virtual service events, discussions, and debates. I'm WPSU intern Jade Campos.